The Secret Agent by Joseph Conrad. Read by Peter Joyce. Side 1. Mr. Verloc, going out in the morning, left his shop nominally in charge of his brother-in-law. It could be done, because there was very little business at any time, and practically none at all before the evening. Mr. Verloc cared but little about his ostensible business. And moreover, his wife was in charge of his brother-in-law. The shop was small, and so was the house. It was one of those grimy brick houses which existed in large quantities before the era of reconstruction dawned upon London. The shop was a square box of a place, with the front glazed in small panes. In the daytime, the door remained closed. In the evening, it stood discreetly, but suspiciously ajar. The window contained photographs of more or less undressed dancing girls, nondescript packages in wrappers, like patent medicines, closed yellow paper envelopes, very flimsy, and marked 2 and 6 in heavy black figures. A few numbers of ancient French comic publications hung across a string, as if to dry, a dingy blue china bowl, a casket of black wood, bottles of marking ink and rubber stamps, a few books with titles...